a big exciting day today.
Now, I'm wondering, I remember when the Panthers won a game last season early on, she went to a baby shower, so she missed watching the game. Do you think she's at a baby shower and that's why they got the number one overall pick? Is that the reason why?
It very well could be. You know, it's funny. I'm a little surprised that the Panthers did this. Like, when we spoke to Scott Fitterer when he was at the Combine, we spoke to him about, about 2 weeks ago, right, when the Combine was going on. And he knew that quarterback was the thing. I kind of felt like he would have traded up I didn't know he was going to trade up to one. I thought he might trade up, you know, four or five spots, which wouldn't have been as expensive. But the further we got into this process, the more QB1 kept changing. And it became unpredictable. Because all four quarterbacks have taken turns as QB1. And we're only a week and a half removed from the combine. We went into the draft thinking that Bryce Young was QB1. And then, you know, and it was C.J. Stroud of Ohio State. Bryce Young from Alabama, if you didn't know. And then it was Will Levis from Kentucky. He's QB1. Well, boy, what about Anthony Richardson? Did you see what he did at the combine? He ran this. He threw this. Everybody was taking a turn. It's QB1. And when it is incredibly unpredictable, I get it. So the Panthers removed all doubt and traded four picks, really three, because you're swapping ones this year. So it becomes a one, two twos, and DJ Moore for the first overall pick in this draft. Here is one way that I have looked at it, and I haven't heard anybody say that this is in a bad way of looking at it. The Chicago Bears probably also need a quarterback. And they're going to roll with Justin Fields for now, but they have one eye on a future draft. Maybe it's next year's draft, where theoretically there lie two prospects better than any of the four in the first round this year. Caleb Williams from USC, Drake May from North Carolina. If the Bears really thought that this draft had a quarterback that they could use, they would have done it. Because I'm pretty convinced that the Bears don't really believe that Justin Fields is the guy. Maybe he is. We'll find out. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick 6 podcast moderator, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. So, first of all, were you surprised the Panthers did what they did, and do you think they gave up too much?
Yes, I was surprised. I say that. I was beating the drum that the Bears might not trade the first overall pick because it would be too difficult to find a team that would give them the proper compensation to move out of one, right, especially if they had to move as far down as 9. And then I forgot the Panthers were owned by David Tepper, which was, that's on me. I'll take that L. I should have remembered that David Tepper will do anything to get the quarterback of his dreams.
Right.
Now they just have to pick the right one. Although I love this little thing. They're like, maybe we'll trade out of one.
Get, they're not doing that. They're not doing that.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, maybe we'll trade it too. What? You're not. Like, the Texans have already been leapfrogged by the team that would get the, like, no, stop it. Just right. Stop it. You traded for the first pick and now you're drafting first overall. You don't have DJ. Now, you know, anyway, so I'm not surprised in hindsight. I was surprised in the moment. I was annoyed at the moment, especially because it was Friday at 5:30.
Like, yes.
you couldn't wait to announce that deal like today. Like, you know, come on. Yeah. I think that with respect to the price they paid, they gave up a ton. I would not want to give up that much. However, I feel like it's a fairly reasonable price tag to move from 9 to 1.
Yeah, so I didn't think they gave up too much. I thought that was it was a fair trade.
Well, yeah, I mean, it can work both ways, though, right? Like, I think it was a fair trade in the sense that I thought Chicago got a really nice haul back. You get the ninth overall pick, you pay a really good Panthers pick in the second round this year, and you're probably going to get two pretty good picks next year from Carolina as well. If you're Chicago, you're banking on, you know, the same. You're banking on like what we saw with the Bears at the trade deadline this year with Chase Claypool. They're like, let's trade our second round pick for Chase Claypool. Surely that can't backfire. We don't have the worst record of football. They did. If you're the Bears, you're banking on Carolina being bad next year, even with a rookie quarterback who they draft first overall. Right. Now, could Carolina win 7, 8, 9 games? Sure. If they don't, then you're going to get probably a top 10, certainly a top 15. So I think that's smart on Chicago's part. Carolina's running a risk, but they are also saying, and this is where the messaging gets a little confusing. They're like, we made like three of these guys. It's like, you don't trade to one because you like three guys. You trade to one because you're somebody you love.
Trade to three if you like three of these guys.
Correct. If you like, and three was tradable. You could have to three because the Cardinals would have been more than willing to move out of that three spot, I think.
Absolutely.
And you leapfrog the Colts, who then would be forced to trade with the Bears if they wanted to be guaranteed to get somebody. And then you still, if you like three guys, I mean, I'm not Count Chocula or whoever, but 1, 2, 3 or whatever. I guess that's not Count Chocula. Anyway.
It's just the count. It's just the count. Yeah, Count Chocula is a completely different thing. But I understood. I watched a lot of Sesame Street as a kid. Wilt Brinson, here's the thing. What I would have done, and I said this last week, stay at 9. One of them is going to be available at 9. And if they're not, oh well. If draft Hendon Hooker in the second round, if you desperately need to get a quarterback out of this draft, that's what I would have done. Because to me, and this is the Bears, I think the Bears are going to be drafting a quarterback next year. And maybe. I think they believe that they're going to be drafting a quarterback next year. But if the Bears really needed a quarterback, they had the first pick this year. They could have taken one if anybody was screaming at them to take them.
The other thing that the Panthers could have done, and this would be my preferred method, especially when you have a GM like Scott Fitterer, who is has done a very good job of trading on the clock, is sit at 9, let everything else play out in front of you.
Yeah.
See what the Colts do. Do the Colts trade to 1? Do the Texans trade up a spot? Do the Texans even take a quarterback? Everyone's assuming the Texans are going to take a quarterback and the Colts will take a quarterback. I think the Colts probably will take one because Jim Irsay is breathing down Chris Ballard's neck.
Yeah,
but he was never trading up to 1. He doesn't unless Irsay made him. And so like, sit on the clock at 9 and see what happens, and then use less resources to move up to 3 or to move up to 5. And you know, if you don't get one of these three quarterbacks, oh well, come back and get what's his name from Carolina or
Drake May the following year.
Drake May or Caleb Williams. Sorry, I didn't mean to. What's his name? Hey, I just completely forgot his name.
It's totally understandable. Here's the thing. I actually think the Panthers fans get a win here because they haven't gotten a lot of wins, obviously, on the football field in the Matt Rhule era and at the end of the Ron Rivera era. They haven't gotten a lot of wins there. So they don't have too many wins. They get a win here because they get some excitement and hope leading into the draft.
Correct.
But in the grand scheme of things,
ain't going to get a win next year.
Probably not. And in the grand scheme of things, even though you hate trading away your only credible pass catcher, because they don't have one at tight end, they don't have another one at wide receiver, and they don't have a running back out of the backfield that catches the ball. So other than that, like, they're bringing in a rookie quarterback, and they must surround him with...
That was the play business, Lincoln.
Right, 7 options. You guys had a lot of work to do to make it work for a rookie quarterback who is, I mean, I hope isn't going to be expected to play, but isn't the first overall pick in quarterback almost always getting on the field?
You're playing if you're drafted first overall, unless it's like an Anthony Richardson situation where they bring in Jacoby Brissett, who I mentioned several times, you know, makes a ton of sense for the Panthers. Right. You know, it's just like, even if he just starts the first 3 games, or even if he doesn't start, just, you know, a guy who's a veteran. Anyway, he's been mentioned with the Buccaneers today as well during the early stretch of legal tampering. but, you know, Anthony Richardson, I think I saw somewhere that, like, he's still in play at number 1. If you trade all that up to go to number 1 to draft Anthony Richardson and your plan is not to play him for the first year, Look, if the plan works, the plan works. But that to me is a questionable process. And yes, even if you give all that up to go get Bryce Young or CJ Stroud, they got to be the guy, and you don't have a lot around them to help them be the guy. You know, it's like, I don't think Sam, and this is not a knock on Sam Darnold. I just think, you know, like, so I always like to compare Sam Darnold's situation with the Jets versus Josh Allen with the Bills. The Bills took their time and built out an infrastructure with an offensive line and weapons, and then dropped Josh Allen in and then added Stephon Diggs to try and elevate his play. And it did. It worked really well. The Jets were like, quarterback, let's go. And like, that's what I'm a little worried that the Panthers might be doing here, is saying like, quarterback, let's get him and let's go. It's like, well, you know, and they have built up the offensive line, and it is better than it was 2 years ago. It should be better next year. I mean, but this is not like the Panthers aren't a quarterback away, and they just traded a bunch of picks as if they were a quarterback away.
I 100% agree with that. Again, I think the only winner here are fans, because they get some excitement, but of course there's a level of skepticism, because I think that, and they're justified, they're wondering how they're going to screw this up. And it ain't that hard to screw up picking a quarterback in the first round, especially of among four, and every single one of them has a pretty big question mark. I think Bryce Young's the best quarterback, but he's also the smallest and most likely to break in half if he gets sat on by Aaron Donald. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast moderator. Sir, I'm sure there will be an emergency pod coming up later today, because it is the free legal tampering period, and it should be fun.
I actually had to turn down an invitation to the NIT because of all the emergency podcasts that could be coming up. So
that's fantastic. Thank you, Will. Will turned down an invitation to the NIT, but he had a real reason, a good reason to do that.
Lowe's always has more ways for you to save. On top of our everyday low prices, pros can save big when buying in bulk. Or if your purchase is over $1,500, ask about our volume savings program. A pro associate can provide a customized quote. Ask about our volume savings programs today. It always pays to be a pro at Lowe's. While supplies last, minimum purchase required. Selection varies by location. Lowe's reserves the right to limit quantities. Volume discount pricing quotes are valid up to 7 days. Visit your local pro desk to learn more and start saving. Offers subject to change may not be available in all Lowe's stores.
This week at Macy's, discover great deals on spring updates for you and your home. Refresh your look with Michael Kors handbags, shoes, and more, $250 and under. Get 50 to 70% off suits, blazers, and pants for him. And shop select great value small appliances, $99.95 and under. Plus, get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in-store today at Macy's. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I know it didn't work out well for the Tar Heels this year, but the Wolfpack are in the NCAA tournament. Duke's in the NCAA tournament. So is UNC Asheville. Brian Hall, who is kind enough to stomach this program on his station up in Asheville on ESPN Asheville. He joins us on the Adam Gold Show. He is the play-by-play voice of the Bulldogs of UNCA. First of all, well done. Way to get your guys into the tournament.
Well, you know, I hoped and wished, and it came true. And by the way, we did turn down an NIT bid as well to accept the bid in the NCAA tournament.
So everybody's going to take their shots at North Carolina today.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah.
It's fair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's fair. It's fair. No doubt about it. It's good to see you, my bald-headed brother. It was good to see you in Greensboro last week. And, it's a fun time. And, you know, this is like Super Bowl week up here. For the city of Asheville to be able to get back in the tournament for the first time in 7 years.
Yep.
We played Villanova in Brooklyn the last time. That team eventually won the national championship. And so this UCLA team is going to be an interesting challenge on Thursday night in Sacramento.
Yeah, I watched the UCLA game, the end of their game against Arizona the other day. I don't think they're a gifted offensive team. So I'll give you guys a puncher's chance to give them a scare.
Yeah, you know, a couple things. Jalen Clark, they haven't officially announced it, but it looks like he's going to be out for the tournament. Aiden Boba, their center, he hurt his shoulder. Not sure if he's going to play. They lost by 2 to Arizona, 61-59. Prior to that, they won 12 straight coming in. So, I mean, look, they got a great team. And Mick Cronin's always got that team ready to go in March. And they played some great basketball over the last couple tournaments, you know, without a doubt. But look, the Bulldogs have won 18 of the last 19. And this is the best team that we've ever had, you know, at UNC Asheville to go 27-7. I'll also point out no other team in the state of North Carolina has won that many games this year.
No.
So, you know, it's been a heck of a year. The talent on this team is old in college basketball. You know that the key is get old, get experienced, and you got a great shot to win. And Drew Pember has been everything for this team, preseason player of the year. He ends up winning the player of the year, defensive player of the year as well. He led the conference in scoring, rebounding, and blocks. And nobody else did that in the country. And we were one of the best 3-point shooting teams too. I mean, you got to have a lot of breaks in order to pull off an upset. You know, 15-2, it's been done before.
Oh, sure.
You know, East Tennessee beat Arizona back in the day as a 15-2, and who knows? It could happen again on Thursday night.
I was at the first one. I was at the game, Richmond over Syracuse. I have stories about that that night that I don't have time to get into. But yeah, I was at the first one, and we had Santa Clara beating Arizona like a couple of years later. So yeah, the talent in college basketball is starting to spread out enough. Not starting, it has been spread out enough. So many kids who want to play that. Yeah, it only takes one great player on a given team to impact the outcome of a basketball game. It's the rare sport that has that. Anything could happen. Anybody, we had UMBC beat Virginia, the number one overall seed. Not that, you know, that Virginia team was super talented, but there are a few guys who are in the NBA off that team. I think people probably don't give that team enough credit. But what has Coach Morrell done? This is year three that really has re-energized the program.
Well, let me correct you. It's year five.
Year five.
Yeah, and the first year was ugly. And, you know, he'll be the first to admit it.
Man, Wikipedia sucks. I just want you to know that.
we were 4-27 that year, the first year. And it was nothing but freshmen, and we were the second youngest team in the country. And Coach Morrell has one player left from that squad, and that's Tajon Jones. And he has now become the school's all-time leading scorer. He is one of the best 3-point shooters in the country. And he personally put the team on his back to win the Big South tournament when we were down by 14 to Campbell with 7 minutes to go. And he proceeded to score 16 points down the stretch and, you know, get us over the hump. But Tajon is that link, you know, from 4-27 to 27-7. And over the years, Mike's done a great job at recruiting, at working the transfer portal, and at getting guys to believe in themselves and this team and this program. And it's really paid off. And we've had some additional transfer portal help that came in this year, got us bigger on the front line, tougher, able to compete, you know, against anybody. And the point guard, too, Caleb Burgess, great defender, great scorer at the rim. And so, you know, it's a fun team to watch. And they've been fun all season long. They play great defense, and I can't wait to see what they look like going up against UCLA, one of the, of course, you know, the best programs in the country.
All right, Brian Hall, before we let you go, we had about 45 seconds. Have you already researched what to do in Sacramento, California?
I have, and apparently there's a very cool waterfront area, which I didn't know because Sacramento is not on the water, but it's on the Sacramento River.
Yeah.
So there is, and they feature saltwater taffy. I thought Myrtle Beach was the only place you could get saltwater taffy.
Saltwater taffy on a river, which is very interesting.
Yeah, saltwater
All right,
taffy
good.
On a river, yes. Yeah. And cool museums, nightlife. Obviously, it's the state capital of California. And so looking forward to getting out and exploring a little bit while we're out there, and it should be a lot of fun.
Tell Gavin Newsom we said hi, just in case you bump into him walking around the capital city of California. Brian Hall, we'll check in again, man. I appreciate your time. Congratulations to you and the Bulldogs. Have a good time in Sacramento. Go give him a hard time.
You got it, brother. Good to talk with you.
You got it, Brian Hall, the voice of the Bulldogs of UNC Asheville. They will take on UCLA in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Lowe's always has more ways for you to save. On top of our everyday low prices, pros can save big when buying in bulk. Or if your purchase is over $1,500, ask about our volume savings program. A pro associate can provide a customized quote. Ask about our volume savings programs today. It always pays to be a pro at Lowe's. While supplies last, minimum purchase required. Selection varies by location. Lowe's reserves the right to limit quantities. Volume discount pricing quotes are valid up to 7 days. Visit your local pro desk to learn more and start saving. Offers subject to change and may not be available in all Lowe's stores.